Hello and welcome to episode 54 of Work the Yarn, recorded live from just outside beautiful Hegwisch, located on the southeastern tip of Chicago, Illinois. I am your host, Jeff Masanovich. To my far left is my good brother, my best man, and noted mall historian, Jamie Cavazos.
I'm cracking up here because Matt gave me the...
Oh, yeah. Hand motions for radio. Hand we love it here.
Radio, yeah.
We love it here.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? Episode 54?
54.
Man, we're cruising along.
We really are. Yeah, class 27, man.
That is insane. Yeah. Remember when we first started it and we had to watch like really bad matches that had like clothes hangers and stuff like that?
Clothes hangers? Yeah. Oh, my God. Clash 1.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cynthia was wondering, why up with the clothes hanger?
What's up with the clothes hanger? Right. And then naturally, where did I go? Abortion.
Mid-match abortions. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's what started it all off.
Well, because these take place in the South, and as we know, sex ed is not a part of the curriculum.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's how they take care of that.
Yeah. You know, in an alley. Yeah. So we've come a long, long way.
So speaking of coat hanger abortion surgeons, welcome back, Matt. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it's good to be back.
He is here to finish Clash 27 with us. So welcome back, man.
Hi, I'm glad to be back with you guys. Good times. Good times last week.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Any hot takes from last week? Any things that jumped out at you?
Like I mentioned before, with the, what do you call it? The Red Guardian. Did I say that correctly?
The Red. Yeah. No, that's the Marvel guy.
Oh, sorry.
The Red Guardian.
Yeah. No, that's Marvel.
That sounds very Soviet.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, there you are.
This one was just the Guardian.
Yeah. My apologies for our listeners out there.
He was definitely not a Soviet guy.
I think he is part of the Illuminati, as I was talking about last week. So I'm still waiting for Humphrey to give me back some more details for his deep dive research to see what's going on there.
Man. You know, Humphrey will research anything. And when I told him to research the Illuminati, he was like, no.
Oh, cool.
He was like, no, you know, people disappear when that happens. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, good point.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you brought that to my attention.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, as a Guardian though, again, you know, kind of building on Matt's hot take for him, the cleaning of the streets that he was doing, mm-hmm. not to be confused with the cleaning of the streets that the assassin was doing.
Yes.
But the cleaning of the streets that the Guardian was doing was getting the crank off of the hookers mm-hmm. who were on the streets to get them off the street. He was cleaning corners of every street in New York City of the crank and the hookers.
What?
A lot going on there. There is a lot going on there. But when you break it down into chunks, it all makes sense.
That was a lot of words.
Crank, hookers, corners, street, clean.
Okay.
The Guardian.
Got it. And then hence the Guardian's finisher, the corner slam.
The corner slam.
Yes. Okay. Got it. Yep. Yeah.
Now you can still do blow on a hooker's ass, but you can't just do crank because it's cleaning out the crank.
Yes. 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 Crank kills, but not blow.
But not blow.
Off hooker's asses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the only way it doesn't kill.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay. Let me write
all that. Yeah, I was just going to say, you might want to write that down.
We have a bachelor party coming up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, notes.
Kids, you take it from me.
where do we go from here?
I think we just go right into...
Just jump right in.
I've just pushed us all in the deep one, in the pool, so...
And then we did have a couple title matches, if I remember last week.
Yes, we did. We had... We watched... Three matches.
Yeah,
two of them were title matches, except for the Guardian Angel versus Tex Slazenger barn burner. That was very, very short.
Yes,
it may not have been a title match.
That was not a title match. That was the only non-title match.
Yeah.
So we got we have two matches coming up.
It was the come down match.
Yes, the come down match. But yeah, we have two matches and they're both title matches.
Oh, this is gonna be exciting. 45 minutes.
This is gonna be pretty fun, man.
Yeah,
you know,
well, especially because we get Sting and Flair, so I mean that's always a good time.
Always.
Yes, we are getting Sting and Flair again because they have wrestled against each other in the original Clash.
Yeah. And I also think that we would be remiss to not state that we got to see after a long drought, the one and only Arn Anderson.
In his church gear.
In his church gear. Yeah. He was going to Sunday church.
Yeah. The good Christian.
That he is.
Yeah.
Before he goes home to barbecue a hamburger.
Hamburger.
Mm-hmm. No cheese.
No cheese. Mm-hmm.
As he took a young, up-and-coming Dustin Rhodes and whatever the fuck he was wearing.
Very sparkly.
Yes.
He was very double J Jeff Jarrett in that one.
Oh, he was. That you outfit. Know, yeah, he was. That was a very
just
double
missing
J.
The glasses and guitar.
Yeah. Ha, ha.
Yes.
So yeah, so I think we you know, we finally got it. It's been a long dry spell without any yarn.
Yes.
So yeah. Here we go.
While we are going through this, check out our socials. We are at Work the Arm on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. Leave a review. We haven't had a review in quite a while. We like reading those.
We do.
We are the number 60-something ranked podcast or wrestling podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
In India.
Yeah, buddy.
So yeah, we are
making, be listening to us over there, the great Kali.
Yes. Let's try to Skype him.
Oh.
That would be a whole lot of gibberish.
That would be a whole lot of gibberish. That'd really test our abilities right there.
That would really expose us.
Ooh, these guys are really bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, we can't overcome the great Kali.
Yeah, we couldn't carry him to a good match.
No, not at all. So one last ado before we get cracking here. What are we drinking?
I am still drinking from last week. Urban Artifact Gadget.
We put it in the fridge. You're good.
Yes. We did. Yeah, I just put some saran wrap around it to keep it fresh.
They wrote your name on it in Sharpie.
Yeah, I did, because I didn't want Mila drinking it.
The work fridge.
Yeah. I got the mixed berry Midwest fruit part from Urban Artifacts Brewery in Chicago, Illinois. It has on the can this robot that looks like the Transformer Shockwave. It looks like his dullard little brother.
Mm, yes, yes.
And I am right now enjoying a Hazy Hero. That is a hazy Indian pale ale from Revolution Brewing in Chicago, Illinois. It looks like a juicy surge of tropical hops, and it is very delicious right now. So I highly recommend you try that.
And I am drinking the same thing that Jamie's drinking. I'm drinking the Gadget from Urban Artifact. And the one thing that Jamie did not mention in his description is that this sumbitch is 8.0% ABV.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. A few of these are going to knock you right on your asshole.
Oh, man. I was planning on taking an edible when I got home. I guess I don't need to.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this will relax the muscles. And it rewards the curious. That's what Urban Artifact does. Straight out of Chicago, Illinois.
There you go.
So do we have any further ados?
No ado on my part.
No ado on mine.
Alrighty then. Clash of the Champions 27 Part 2. It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
All right. We're going right for it.
We still got the Hogan lights flickering.
Mm-hmm.
Red and yellow.
Very red and yellow.
Do we get one of our favorites?
There are a lot of empty seats there.
A Johnny V.
Oh, Johnny. Yes.
Is he a heel?
No, I don't think so, because he's wrestling Stunning Steve.
Okay, because let's not sit down, Charleston. Let's get down. Truer words have never been written on a robe.
I like when robes have messages.
Yes.
You know, like koozies.
Yeah.
You know, like talk to the hand.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. That robe is carrying a lot of wisdom besides covering up his beautiful Adonis body.
Yes.
It has that robe itself.
Blow me a Johnny is what that poster says. Sorry, Jamie, didn't mean to cut you off there.
Whoa. Wait, what did that poster say?
Blow me a Johnny. And it had an illustration of human lips.
Hey, yeah. Whoever had that sign,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have that sign. So if you do still have it in your, like, attic, send it our way.
Yes, and if OnlyFans was a thing back in 1994, that woman would have had one.
Yeah, she would have. She would have.
Johnny Bad with...
Oh, the confetti gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hate that for Hogan. The assassin's coming out right now with the broom.
In this nice sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Small Walker, the assassin. Stunning.
Stunning Steve. Where's where's Colonel Rob Parker at?
Where's Boghorn Leghorn?
Yeah. I'll say.
Oh, there. Yeah. Titan-tron, at least.
The Minitrons.
Yeah. The Clashtron.
Look at that. Is it growing out his Chad haircut?
Oh, yeah. He is so Chad.
Rules the world.
I thought that's Sid. What
world that is. I didn't see any confidence on there that I recognize.
That's the Charleston School District at work there.
Yeah, it's real good. No, it would have been flat.
Well, it's on a poster board. Ridiculed.
Steve Austin, unstoppable. Ooh, these guys are getting ready.
Steve, slap.
Steve, guys, you gotta let the fucking assassin get in there so he can sweep up all those that stuff.
Is that got Patrick as the ref?
It is.
Oh, I think Patrick, man, pulling all kind of duty today.
It's very weird with that haircut. Still, he looks so much like Kenny Powers with that haircut.
You're right.
You're a great person. I love you to death, but you got clothes like a fucking asshole. Yeah. Oh, big chops there by Stunning Steve. He is the U.S. champ, according to his butt.
Yes.
Oh, is he? It doesn't have the star in his butt like it had for a while?
No, he has finally moved on from the Hollywood Blondes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it does say U.S. champ.
Yep.
Oh, or chump.
Johnny with an uppercut.
Well, Johnny's on his butt. It says bad. Da-da-da.
Bad. Da-da. Yeah. I don't know what's in the crotchal area there. There's like two letters.
B and a, is that a B and a J?
Oh, because Blow Me Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. So that sign did not come out of nowhere.
No.
Yep.
Johnny thrown through the second rope.
One thing I'm catching here is we're seeing way less grannies in the crowd.
You know what? It's become something that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks.
Disappointing.
Yeah. There's no grannies. It's becoming a lot harder to crowd watch.
You know, they are looking more normal.
Yeah.
I do notice at least a lot of plain white t-shirts in the crowd.
Here, yes. Yes. It's very, like...
Very promotional of something. I can't put my finger on it.
It goes with the sheets that go over their head? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because they like to scare people, right? Be ghosts?
Yeah, they're ghosts. Oh, that's it. They're ghosts. Yeah, you know, this is June 23rd, 1994, so we are 4 months away from Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they say? You can never be too early to celebrate Halloween.
Exactly. That is exactly what they say.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of flaming teas to tell them that it's time to leave. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, slap by Stunning Steve.
Stunning slap.
Just beat the shit out of him.
Stunning Steve off the road. And there is a lot of confetti on the outside, man.
They're not letting the assassin get in there so he could sweep it all up.
Ooh, nice arm drag from Johnny B. Bad.
Working the arm there, Johnny B. Bad.
Finally. It's been a while.
Steve, there goes Steve over the top rope. Ouch.
If this was the Royal Rumble, he would have been eliminated.
Mm.
But that's not today.
So I just cracked open a Waybird from Half Acre Brewing here in Chicago. It's a hazy IPA. And it took me a minute to find the ABV on this, but this is a 6.5 percenter. So I'm actually coming down Artifact.
Yeah,
just cooling off a little bit.
Yep.
This is a marathon, not a sprint.
No need to rush. Could you beer me, good brother?
I can beer you, good brother. What would you like?
Let me do the Revolution.
All right. There you are, Revolution. Which we will be partaking in at C2E2, which is now at this point over a week away from when this drops.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
Exciting times. Hopefully at this point,
we would have already been there.
Yes.
We would already had some signatures and some pictures taken.
Yeah, we will have some wrestler stories.
We will.
So that'll be cool.
We may have tattoos.
I saw that there's going to be tattoo artists there.
Yeah.
I'm saving that for StarCast. If StarCast brings in a tattoo guy again.
The only way I would do a tattoo at that is if Atreyu from the Neverending Story, as he is now a tattoo artist, apparently.
Okay.
As well as the circuits. Then I would. So I could sit there and say that I got a tattoo from the kid from Neverending Story.
Oh, there you go. Like one story.
Yeah, but he's not. So.
It's Neverending as well.
Yeah.
Never ends. Oh, God. Johnny B. Bad here working the arm, so Jamie can continue.
I mean, we may or may not have new tattoos. We'll have drunk in probably a lot of Revolution beer.
Yes. It's a given.
I'm pretty sure I will probably buy something irresponsibly.
You better.
Yeah. I want to come with the USS aircraft carrier.
So at this point, I should have three new figures signed. I should have a Samoa Joe autographed. Ooh. And the Iconics are going to be there.
Oh, I saw that.
Billy Kay and the other girl. I forgot her name.
Peyton Royce.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say Cassie Lee because that's her other name.
Yeah.
It
is Cassie.
But no, you're right.
That was her Peyton Royce. Was
WWE name is Peyton Royce. Her Christian name. And yeah, I think they're like $40 a piece. That's not terrible.
No, that's not.
So I'm going to get them. Yeah, so that I will have three figures, and I believe that there's going to be one more wrestler there. Because they announced the Pro Wrestling Tees wrestlers.
I saw that.
And Headlock Comics is going to be there. And he usually brings a wrestler or two with him.
Okay.
So when I went, the last time I went, he brought Scott Steiner.
Oh, no.
I got my pick taken with him, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
In years prior to that, I think he brought the Iconics with him.
Okay.
And he brought Cardona with him, with Chelsea Green before she went to the WWE.
Chelsea Green!
So I have no idea who he's bringing because I think he's at the StarCast right now that's in...
Oh, yeah.
Wherever. What?
Non-Chicago town.
Earth, I think it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're in Australia right now. Yeah. StarCast Down Under. So he's in town for that, but he will be in town for C2E2.
Nice.
And he usually brings a wrestler with him. So looking forward to that. So whoever he brings, I'll probably get a picture taken, but not a figure signed because it might be too late acquire a figure unless I can pluck one from the shelf here.
Right. Unless like Undertaker shows up or something.
I don't have $300 for an Undertaker autograph.
So there goes that.
Man.
There goes that.
Yeah. So there goes Undertaker.
Yeah.
Yes, that. Oh man. But yeah. So we will have a hell of a time at SE2E2.
Yeah. I'm most definitely looking forward to that.
And this match is still going on.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'm sure we're ignoring a very good match here.
It probably was. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of back and forth that's going on.
Yeah. A lot of arm working.
Yeah, there was a lot of arm bars.
We did call that out twice.
Yeah. If Steve Austin's got a lot of glitter on him right now.
Nice head scissors.
Good, Steve. Selling it like
he is wobbling. Oh,
yes.
He's on spaghetti legs.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, some body shots.
Body shot.
Ooh.
Nice DDT. Not the end.
No, not the end. At this point, it's just a transitional move, and that's not good.
Yeah. Oh, back flip. Was that Soho? Is that what he's got? Or is that 50?
Oh, in the front. Yeah, it does say 50.
50 Cent?
No, I think he was celebrating our 50th episode.
Oh.
But he's wearing it incorrectly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he's...
He's a little off there.
Two clashes short of that.
Yeah.
Very disappointing. But here we go. We have Johnny B. Badd getting another title shot with his 2-5 ass record.
Anybody can do the title shot, obviously, in WCW.
Exactly.
No, there's no paying attention to records with these guys.
You get off the bus and you get a title shot.
Yeah.
Stunning Steve, though, is 4-1.
Stunning Steve? Check you out, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
that Chad haircut.
It's the haircut. It's always the hair.
Yeah. He's going to have a great career with WCW.
Very long and fruitful.
Oh, yeah. You can tell that they're going to push this guy to the moon.
Yeah.
See, now, the difference between Stunning Steve and Stone Cold is the knee braces.
Oh, yeah.
He has less knee braces here.
There are very few knee braces. And I must say that considering he's actually wearing them as knees, on his knees.
Oh, his knee pads. Yes. Yeah. Yes, because he was never a horseman.
It's covering.
He doesn't wear them horseman style.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Knee pad over the knee if you're not a horseman. It's in like the.
It's in some contract.
It's in the rules. Yeah. You know, in the locker room by the OSHA and the. And the
minimum wage.
Yes. The Charleston, South Carolina health guidelines.
Yeah. Right next to the first aid kit that's got everything expired on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Only little Band-Aids. Not like actual, like the full size to actually cover something. It's only the little pinky
one. The little one, yeah.
That you never fucking use for anything.
No, because like at that point, you're bleeding out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Whoa, out of his trunks?
His testicles and some nucks.
What?
Inside cradle. Steve Austin wins via heel tactics.
Continuing on his winning ways.
5-1. That's a quality record.
Wait a minute.
Shivani's very upset by this.
Uh-oh. Shut up, Shivani.
Charleston dude in the crowd has a Green Bay Packers t-shirt.
Wow, what did Green Bay Packers do with there?
This is like Brett Favre era, I think. Maybe 94.
We have two 95. Reps in the ring.
Uh-oh. Oh!
What?
Oh, shit.
You can't do that.
Yeah. You can't
do that.
I don't know if he can do that.
That wasn't a sanctioned match.
You got to agree with Jesse Ventura.
Johnny B. Badd won via DQ. If you're going to reverse it.
Yeah. Like, there's no championships don't change.
I already circled Steve Austin on my pad here. I'm
going to go back on this.
No, it's an ink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ink. Where are the fuck's the whiteout?
Why are there two referees? Who is this Jablo?
Oh man! And why aren't they twins? If you're gonna have two referees, why didn't one get plastic surgery to look like the other?
Right, exactly. Because that's the most.
So who won?
They're really gonna just go to this and not
leave us on a cliffhanger. It sounds like. And the ring's cleared out right now.
Ring's cleared out.
Yes, because the assassin came in. And who's an American man?
Who's that? Are we getting a Hulkster promo?
Is this a Hulk Hogan?
We're getting a lot of Hulk Hogan.
Are we going to talk over a Hulk Hogan promo?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, but
he's the champion right now.
Exactly. Like, I'm still stuck on this one.
Oh my God! Why?
This fat kid.
Hey,
welcome to WCW. Hulk.
We love you, Hulk.
Leave now.
They said, "Leave now, Hogan." I think while you can, maybe.
Oh Jesus! That got dark.
Yeah.
Here's cruiserweight Hogan.
Yeah, man, he really slimmed down.
Holy shit!
He skipped leg day.
He skipped everything day. He skipped,
you know,
when he gets his own pyro.
Wow,
obviously,
that's where the budget is.
Budget went there.
Why?
That's why we're not getting any credits.
Why is he wearing Arn Anderson's cross? That's Arn's cross.
Yeah,
Arn's the good Christian.
Yeah, you think you're a better Christian than Arn Anderson, Hulk Hogan?
Well, he does say his prayers, eats his vitamins, and
says his prayers to who?
Yeah,
man,
he doesn't.
To who?
And the only vitamins he's eating are the ones that would make him bigger. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's not doing that right now.
You mean Flintstone vitamins?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yes, those.
The chewables.
The injectables. The injectable Flintstones.
In the ass, right?
In the ass, shaped like fucking Barney Rubble. Brother.
Brother.
Already brothering.
Oh, man. Right now, I'm watching the brother meter.
The brother meter is going on.
It's increasing right now. Hulkamaniacs. Brother.
Oh, brother.
And you got Jimmy Hart in the background. He's cackling.
Well, I love me some Jimmy Hart, though.
Oh, Jimmy Hart's the best.
Yeah.
He was super fun to meet at StarCast.
Yeah. Love me some Jimmy Hart. Daniel, feel brother. Like brother.
Greatest day of his life is what he said.
Brother.
Oh,
he said it.
Drink.
Yeah, right. So have to tell me twice. Mm-hmm. Top of the mountain. High off those Flintstone vitamins.
Yep.
90s. Yeah.
Get it on tonight. Is
what Hello.
I think we should do. I think we should do a drinking game with Hulk Hogan interviews.
Oh boy. Well,
we can, your
then
calendar.
Then our brother meter can.
That's what you call it?
Yeah.
I call it alcoholism. One champion.
That's usually what unification means.
And that's what Hogan's going to take.
Yep. See?
Stab.
Thumbs right in.
Mm-hmm.
Plus.
Oh.
Brother.
We got Ric Flair on the drawn.
Oh, boy. Okay, so who has the darker, leathery skin here? Is it Rick or Hulk? Who has the whiter hair, Rick or Hulk?
Oh, man. God, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Who's more yellow?
Yellow belly?
Yellow belly.
Ooh, do you think British Fuji's going to call someone yellow belly?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, me too. That would be great. Oh, brother.
Look, the brother meter is like almost, it's at the top. You can just tell it, right?
It's almost in the red.
Yeah.
Once
it hits, that's when either that or the shirt gets ripped off.
Beat the man.
Whoa, that's
Flair. Yeah. He's stealing Ric Flair's line.
My goodness. You fucking thief. You tried to steal Macho Man's wife, and now you're stealing Ric Flair's line?
He had lust in his eyes. We know this.
That's Dan, that brother meter.
Oh man.
You better just unleash it, because if you don't, there's gonna be some bad things happening.
So is Hogan here to steal Ric Flair's third wife?
Probably.
I'd
pass him.
Oh yeah, that ticker tape for
from what I heard, third wife's the charm. So I don't know.
Oh well, hey,
there you go. Bash at the Beach being advertised.
Bash at the Beach.
Okay, so Hulk Hogan came out, just splooged brother all over the place.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm still toweling off.
Yeah, just, I mean, it was just like a fire hose of brothering.
It's the Randy Marsh
insurance. Wow. It's just my ectoplasm.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. But apparently Bobby Heenan has a cummerbund to match the Rubik's. Some excellent Rubik's Cube.
We didn't notice this.
He had the button.
Yes.
The button was done.
Yes, so formal wear, as you're standing, you have the button, actually button, but when sitting down, unbutton.
Right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So, did that mean because Hulk Hogan came, everybody had a dress in their tux, including Jesse Ventura?
Yes.
Mm.
And Jesse's hating every fucking second of it.
Yes.
I mean, Heenan's shirt, though, is screaming Wall Street. Michael Douglas.
Yeah, it is.
Greed is good.
Yeah. Remember when that was in, that look of the white collar with the striped blue?
It's unsettling.
Yeah.
Never
liked it.
Shaq Fu.
Boom.
What's up, Doc? Can you rock? What's up, Doc? Can you rock? Or can you rock? Something like that. I don't know. I'm white.
I don't know.
One of the Pinfei gringos that people keep talking about. What are those letters on him? Is that Wall Street Journal? Like
WCW?
No. Orlando.
Wow. A young Shaq.
Young Shaq.
And it won't be too long until we see Dennis Rodman involved.
That's true. That is true. Well, I know during one of Hogan's early WCW pay-per-views, he brings out Mr. T. And I want to say T is a special ref or something like that.
Okay.
Like That's a heel tactic to bring your own referee.
Yeah. That's the thing, right? Like, Hogan did a lot of heel tactics, and everybody overlooked it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Scratching of the back.
Which I'm sure is only doing people favors.
Yeah. I like a good back scratch.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Scratching, he would poke the eye.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And it would be like,
yeah,
under the, like, be like very shady about it. You know, referee wouldn't be looking, and then he'd poke him.
Exactly, because he does not want to be DQ'd.
Yeah, but still.
He did not win that belt.
He didn't.
Mm. He's got Bockwinkle with him.
That kid like should be
generic
made,
Metallica.
That kid should be made to defend that belt. So if you're going to sit there and you're going to come to a wrestling event wearing a championship belt,
yeah,
you better fucking defend it.
Yep.
I actually challenged a dude. He didn't take me up on it one time at a match.
See?
I think it was at a, I think it was at the Survivor Series I went to with Cynthia. I'm like, you want to defend that belt? He didn't want to defend that belt.
Oh. Did you invoke 24/7 rules?
Just smack him with a chair.
Yeah.
Man, a little stinger.
Yeah.
Face paint worn off, so he put in the work.
He did. You know when that face, you know the face paint is all flaking off?
Mm-hmm.
You know you've had a good match.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. That means you've been through it.
Yeah.
That sting is very David Bowie.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Very Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Got the 10 pounds of gold around his waist.
Mm. Yep. Michael Buffer, so you know it's a big deal. Very maitre d' over here.
Yeah.
Very nice tux, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's the same one he wears all the time, though.
Imagine spilling on that. Oh. So hard to clean.
Yeah. Here's a real question. Can you just picture him in street clothes, though?
Never.
You never see it?
Never. No.
He's always dressed like this.
Yes.
He's got goes to bed like that and wakes up like that.
Showers in that.
Showers in that. When he goes to the beach, he's wearing that.
Yeah.
When he bashes at the beach.
Ooh, and that's coming up.
It is.
Call your local cable provider.
Yes. What was that shirt?
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
That was something. And that reminds me of the t-shirt that Steve Fountas was wearing at WrestleCon, according to his Instagram. It had Reba McEntire, like, massive on it with the WrestleMania whatever logo that she's saying at. Quality shirt.
There he is.
Rick the Flair. WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. 4 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws, 1 no decision.
Kind of mediocre.
A lot of shit going on there.
Is anybody going to introduce Nick Bockwinkle?
He should. I mean, especially with them glasses and mustard jacket.
Yeah. Just acknowledge that he's there.
Mm-hmm. Acknowledge Bockwinkle.
Yeah.
Yes. Put your fingers up.
Finger up for Bockwinkle. Sting, 6 wins, 2 losses, 1 draw.
So her eyes are like just like,
oh, whoa,
fucking crazy. Yeah.
The liner around the eye.
Scared.
She is. She looks
like she's like a succubus and was going to like take my soul.
She probably just did.
Probably.
Yeah.
Soulless again. Just got it back.
Yeah.
Lost it in that bet.
Well, we got music. Why do we have music?
Oh, someone's coming out.
Here comes the other Hubba. It
is sexual sharing.
What are you doing here?
She is kicking Missy Hyatt out of town.
Oh, that's no.
What she's doing.
Knocks her ass out. I'm pretty sure she probably did physically.
Uh-oh. Claire does not look pleased. Look at that security guard with the shorts.
Oh, was that the cameraman?
No, the shorts are too long.
Way too long. They're... Wow, here we go.
Oh, she's a stinger.
Yeah.
Hell,
Shivani is losing his mind right now.
There we got Sherry.
Man, Sherry, she does love her sexy boys.
Here we go. Sensational Sherry. Hubba, hubba.
Agreed. Agreed. Loved, always loved me, Sherry.
But now going back to Sting here, he has 6 wins, 2 losses, 1 draw. His first solo match since Clash 21, because he's been teaming up with fucking Bulldog for like a good year.
God, what a waste of time that was for you, Sting.
Oh, man. Here he is. He's back and better than ever.
Got himself punched. Got himself a lady.
Yep.
Hulk, Ric Flair wearing the Hulk Hogan colors and flopping like the best of them.
Oh, yeah. As only Ric Flair can.
Yep. Wearing the shin braces.
Yes.
Yes.
The horseman knee pads.
Yep. That's the horseman,
horseman style.
Horseman style.
Uh-oh. We're seeing a little strut. Very light.
You tell him. Tell him. He pulled my hair, ref.
And the ref, like a real dipshit, believes him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are the dirtiest player in the game. I believe every word you're saying.
Yeah. It's a rodeo.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. There you go.
Didn't say the magic word.
Uh-oh. Is he going to sting up?
Has his sting meter, has his brother meter gone off?
Ooh.
He needs to get a few more taunts in there to get that boost.
Yeah.
That paint is already chipping off.
It was that generic paint he got at the CVS.
At the CVS. Okay, so it's a step above the Dollar Tree, at least.
Yeah, but still not quite the Walgreens.
The $1.25 tree.
Yeah. So he went to the Dollar General as opposed to the Dollar Tree.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the East Side Plaza here had both a Dollar General and a Dollar Tree.
Was there a turf war?
Well, apparently there is a law in Chicago where you can only have, like, $1 store, and I'm quote-unquoting dollar, within, like, a certain vicinity of another dollar store. Yeah.
And I found a law that says ducks must wear pants.
Yeah, I don't get it either, but...
Well, I'll be damned.
But I know the Dollar Tree is owned by the same company as another one of these dollar stores.
Yeah,
either Dollar General or Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
One or the other. So it's already a conflict of interest to have them within, you know, like a block of each other.
Like, of all the laws to have,
We
cannot have dollar stores within a radius of 500 feet within each other.
Let the free market decide.
Yeah. That's capitalism, buddy.
Yeah, that's what they say. Oh, Gorilla Press. Sherry loving it.
Yeah, she loves her sexy boys, man.
Mm-hmm. And Sting is not your boy toy.
No.
There's another one.
The power of Sting.
The crowd is going ballistic. Still confetti on the outside.
Oh, God. Somebody's going to get so mad at the assassin.
The assassin is just grumbling back there. Why are we going to keep fucking doing this?
Oh, they're not happy with the cameraman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because he also misses Nuthugger cameraman, just like we do.
Because he knows that Nuthugger... Who was that guy in the front?
Which one? America shirt guy?
No. Wait, it was ridiculous. There was a guy like that. Said, we are?
No. I did see a black cowboy hat.
I saw a black cowboy hat.
Mm. Nah,
I know like that. It's just some other schmuck wearing a black cowboy hat.
Is it Bill Watts?
Well, probably.
He has some comp tickets.
Yeah.
He knows a guy.
He knew a guy who knew a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, just grumbling about how there's mats outside the ring and you can throw guys
over the top rope.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. With no
penalty.
Yeah.
It's not real wrestling.
You don't want this cartoonish bullshit.
Oh,
cowboy.
Looks like he's working the arm.
Working the fingers.
Working the fingers, yeah.
Not working the thumb. Working the fingers.
Mm.
Big chop.
Oh.
Always stinging up.
Stinging up.
His brother meet him.
Blair is very apologetic.
As I would be too.
Sorry, I chopped you, brother.
Oh.
Big clothesline.
And another.
Another one. Okay.
And a third.
Clothesline City from Sting.
Flair going outside.
Flair, I'm out.
It's okay. It's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Heel-like tactic.
So I still don't think that the horsemen are a thing here.
No.
or else he would have an entourage.
He would.
Because Arn is in his baby face mode.
Okay.
With Dustin. With
Arn's hanging out with Dustin.
Good Christian Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul Roma is tag teaming with Paul Orndorff.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yes.
They are pretty wonderful.
The Pauls, yep.
So, and then Wyndham's gone.
Yep. He's gone to become making some widows.
Yes. He is making widows right now, killing men and banging their wives.
Yep.
That's what he does.
Yeah, as he stalks.
First you stalk.
Okay.
Then you kill.
Then you kill.
Then you bang. Bang
with, okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The formula.
Yep. Step by step.
Yep. And then profit.
Profit.
Step good for reference. Profit.
And then what of Oli?
Oli is currently dead.
Oh.
But what he's doing here is he's a booker. He's German. Doing something, or he's on their championship committee. I think that's what they call it.
So gotcha.
They're bookers. So yeah, so that's what he's doing. He's not on TV because he constructed a pretty shitty form of the Horseman. You know, he is the man behind Paul Roma's entry into the Four Horsemen.
He's the man.
The Horsemen, because behind there weren't even four. Yeah.
Who put up one shitty ass horseman.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
See, now Paul Roma.
Oh.
Roma's peak was Power and Glory.
That was. If he would have stuck with Hercules Hernandez, they would have went far.
Yeah, exactly.
With Slick as their manager.
Oh my God. And their awesome sunglasses.
Yeah.
And the freaking was so bright they had to wear those awesome and their sunglasses.
Shirts.
Yes. A lot of belly.
Yeah, a lot of belly was showing.
Right now we're seeing flare. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Well, a poor small package right there.
Yeah.
Oh, small. What's your hand?
Mario Raffi's there, buddy.
Yeah.
Man, somebody rescued the princess one too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions are at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, between the ref and Flair. Sting's like, all right, whatever.
It looks like it's the third or fourth time Flair is outside of the ring trying to collect himself.
He's got to. He's got, I mean, because, a.k.a., this isn't fair to Flair. Okay, let's
what is really?
Let's just start there, right dude, there. This is not fair to Flair.
The dude is consistently screwed over every time.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
It's not fair to Flair.
Fair enough.
I still don't know what Sherry's doing down there.
She is supporting her man Sting.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sexy. Is that Tammy Faye Baker in the lower left-hand corner there? In the front row?
It looks like her. But it also looks like she's sitting next to David Koresh.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, that's fun.
The crowd is shouting Sting.
Oh, he's wearing a nice polo. I don't
even know what he's shouting.
He's lost.
Yeah.
Is that Hootie?
Sans the Blowfish?
No, yeah, just Hootie. No, he's too dark. Are we canceled yet?
Yeah, we will
okay.
be.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And, oh, Miss Stinger Splash.
Oh.
Nobody home.
Mario Wirth has to help Sting up.
Well, yeah. Oh.
Okay, Flair, do your stuff.
He hurt the belly.
That's what we call working the belly.
Yeah, I wonder if Flair is going to capitalize on this.
Well, he is. He's the dirtiest player of the game.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on the move.
Right. Bachwinkle there sitting next to Heenan.
Do you think Flair's going to do a diving, a dive outside the ring right now through the ropes?
Ooh.
A tope? I don't see Flair doing a tope.
Oh,
oh, very.
He's hot yeah. down. That was it's technical.
Right. He could barely do that.
Very gently.
Yeah. That was a gentle jump.
Well, I guess that means he's not getting ready to do the Van Damminator anytime soon.
No, Van Damminator. Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine?
We are years away from a Van Damminator. Yeah, we're still in I'm going to gently jump down to the apron. Sherry's supporting her man here.
She is. She's just like, Sting, you got to get up, please. In every sense of the word.
Now, yes. I remember when Sherry left the WWF because I had a subscription to the WWF magazine at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And It said that she left the company to pursue a makeup venture.
Okay.
Because, you know, she's into fashion and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I believed it because I was stupid.
And then she showed up here?
And then she showed up here.
With her makeup?
Well, I didn't watch this, so I didn't even know.
Oh, that's true. You didn't, yeah.
Because I remember her with Harlem Heat.
Yeah.
When she was Sensuous Sherry.
Eventually she'll get there.
Yes.
Ooh, another knee drop.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Bringing the kazoo already.
I gotta bring
the kazoo. You would have crushed it.
I would have.
Are you seriously on the top rope?
That is like you're stretching your leg up.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
She needs to mind her own fucking business. All right. Like, I like make sure, just like anybody else. It's your own business.
She is standing by her man. Not Hootie is enjoying this.
He is into it. Not Hootie is enjoying it. Ooh.
Who else needs a beer?
I'm good right now.
I'm good.
All right. I am going to. Yeah. Got this Flossmore Station left over.
Which one was that one? That was the red ale, right?
The red Panama Limited. Here we go. This is a 6.5er. It tastes way stronger than that. It's a red amber. The bitterness is at a 60. 60 out of what? I don't know.
60 out of 65?
There you go.
That's pretty bitter.
And I am polishing off a sugar-free Red Bull. It gives you wings.
All right. Yes. Well,
so if Matt starts to float, we know why.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all float down here.
That's what I hear from clowns.
Yes.
Clown show.
All right. Looks like right now Flair is in control.
Irish whip into a sleeper hold. I didn't know he knew the sleeper hold.
Yeah, that's one of his many tricks.
Dirtiest player in the game.
Yep. He's got it hooked.
And the paint is really starting to rub off on Sting's face.
This is really a fucking Dollar General.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had he went to Family Dollar.
From what I hear, when they're not getting robbed, they have really good face paint. Yeah. Especially the one in Hegwisch.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The one in Hegwisch, a dude actually robbed the place. And he was bleeding, and he was running, and I believe his blood ended up somewhere on the building that I used to live in, Rick's building.
Rick's building?
There was a Family Dollar robber blood, like, on that building's property at one point.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Hegwisch.
Happy Hegwisch.
And where is Hegwisch located again?
On the southeastern tip.
Yeah.
Of Chicago, Illinois.
There it is.
Yes, it is a neighborhood. But now we are here on the east side. Chicago's southeast side. Not to be confused with East Chicago, because
Definitely not. Definitely not to be confused with the East Chicago.
It is not East Chicago, because East Chicago is not in Illinois.
Nope. It is in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is. They call it the harbor, from what I hear.
The harbor.
Part of it's the harbor.
Oh, and that's why the trailer court in Hegwisch is called Harbor Estates.
Oh, is it really?
And that's whenever I hear the word estate associated with anything, I always think of a trailer court. Yeah.
I guess it makes sense.
No, yeah. Because those are estates.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. I mean, just the quality of people.
Oh, Sting's all coming.
Yep. Oh, Sting. Oh, he's talking some shit.
I don't know if we're going to see it again, but just moments earlier, I happened to catch a cotton candy vendor walk through the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Something I've never seen in a wrestling promotion before.
Well, we never went to go see wrestling in South Carolina.
No. Seriously, do you really want super sticky fingers?
No.
I mean, it will help you grip your beer.
Yeah, I mean,
your beer's not going to fall out of your hand if you have sticky fingers.
Oh, are we getting ready for a
soup? When I'm trying to get the dollar bills out of my pocket to pay for said beer, and they're sticking to my fingers because, it's just a mess.
But now they're all cash, card only.
Yeah.
Cash is no longer good.
What a world. What a world we live in.
Fucking COVID, man.
COVID.
It's their excuse for everything these days, for every stupid change that all these places are making.
Yep.
COVID. They blame COVID.
Yeah. I blame COVID for everything bad that's happened to me.
Okay.
And every bad decision I've ever made.
Ever.
Ever. It's fucking COVID.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, if we all would have drank bleach, it would have been fine.
That's what I hear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Drink bleach and have sunshine injected into our veins.
Oh.
Sunshine is good for you, though.
Yeah.
The old vitamin D.
Yeah, Little Miss Sunshine over here.
Yeah. Quality movie, too.
Bing is now taking control.
Yes, he is. Gorilla Press.
Yeah, just like constantly Gorilla Press.
Flair, no selling, getting up with an urgency.
Oh.
Clothesline over the top. Flair lands on his feet.
He is wobbling.
Asian photographer, there you go.
Sherry with the bump and cracked her head on that thing.
Dirtiest player in the game. That's how you concuss a bitch.
Yeah.
No, of course he would not see that.
Someone's poster is right there on the outside.
Oh, they just threw it there.
Yeah, so angry at what happened. Perfect.
Fuck yeah.
That was good. Say, like, bitch.
Flair with a nice apron kick to the back of Sting's head. That's good shit. Oh, crucifix.
One, two, three.
One. Oh, just a one count.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave him a two? No.
No, you couldn't even get a one Mississippi. You didn't even get a one Mississippi out of that.
That's a very generous count there. What's Sting gonna do? Like, cut her head?
Don't fuck with her head.
And there you go. Dirtiest player in the game, Ric Flair.
With a surprise roll up.
There you go.
Gentlemen, the winner of this bout, and new.
So Flair's record is actually pretty good. 5 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws, and 1 no decision. He only lost one time. And that's a solo record, because I don't even keep track of his tag record.
No, that's too much to keep track of.
He's had several tag partners.
Hussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. A real runaround Sue over here. Ric Flair.
At Flair or hot for Flair?
I can't tell.
She wants
We're going to find out.
She wants to ride that Space Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Here it is.
Wait.
They were in cahoots.
What?
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 Sting.
What are you going to do there?
There it is.
Oh, chop block.
Apparently, that's not a loaded purse.
No. Look at them kicks she's delivering to him.
Sherry's a worker, man.
Yeah, she is. She's not messing around.
What? Oh, she's on the top row now.
Holy shit.
That falling frog splash. Is she going for, is she going up again?
Oh.
She's going up again.
Someone is throwing trash in the ring.
Sherry is such a badass.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, get out of here, Mario.
Ref, get out.
Princess is in another ring.
Yep.
Asshole.
Is she setting him up? Is she going to nail him into figure four?
Uh-oh.
Oh! Nutshot. Right in the gonads.
Who's coming out? Who's coming out to make the save?
Of course it is.
Here it is.
Here comes Hulk Hogan.
Way too late.
Taking the limelight.
And there goes the shirt.
Yeah, because the Hulk-o-meter, the brother meter.
Yes.
Is that it's up there.
Yeah. It means it.
Peaking.
Yep, here it is.
Flair is begging for life.
Currently popping mics like Beast.
Yeah.
Oh. Not sure what happened there.
Come on. Hit him with it.
Flair's smart. Flair's like, no, I'm not getting hit. Oh.
See, of course Hulk Hogan would hit a woman.
Yes. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure this same thing happened when she was Scary Sherry when he was the Macho King at some point, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Hokey baby!
There's Jimmy Hart.
Get him, baby! Hart.
You're advocating. You want him to slap her.
You are advocating domestic violence?
Apparently, Jimmy Hart forgets that Sherry was Peggy Sue during a Honky Tonk Man entrance.
Good point, yeah.
Fucking Jimmy Hart.
Man, two-timer. What is this? Oh, you know, again, I've seen this too many times when Hulk Hogan comes in to take the limelight away from somebody like Sting, only for himself, only to go into business for himself.
And this is why Sting becomes the Crow.
Yeah.
He just gets tired of his bullshit. He's like, fuck you. I'm going to go hang out in the rafters.
Yeah,
because the mice in the rafters are nicer to me than you.
Yeah.
The mice in the rafters are not going to take my title opportunities.
Yeah, Hogan just sits there. That was an abrupt ending.
Oh, no, we're back from commercial. It's fine.
I wonder what the fall it's going to be of all
this. It's an American man.
Okay. Yeah, Mean Gene in his old man glasses.
Jimmy Hart's holding up a poster.
Oh, he's brothering so hard right now.
Oh, God, the brother meter is refilling again.
Yeah, right now it's in like blue going into green.
Yeah. It's almost getting to the like the point where it just turns into like a lightning color.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. A challenge is going to be
Ric Flair. Dude, you just got here.
You got to play your dance, brother.
Who do you think you are? You got to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, you don't even have enough clout to challenge Larry Zbysko right now.
You got to learn to work the hard cam, put in the work.
Yeah, you got to get out there and you got to build the ring, put it up, take it down.
Eat a pin every now and then?
Yeah.
Pay your dues, brother.
That's it, right there.
You are greener than goose shit.
It's a quote, pavement. You got to pay your dues before you pay the rent.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, I'm still not going with Hogan.
No, not at all.
And we're getting the copyright here. Okay. So
I think that's tell us that it's over.
Yeah, we're done, so.
What would really tell me that it's over? Credits.
Yes. I enjoy reading the credits.
Yeah. Now how am I going to know who was operating the boom mic?
Who the director of photography? Or no, wait. That, is it the DC? No, the PC. The
PC.
Director of photography. Something. Fancy word for cameraman.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what that is.
And then profit.
Step three, profit.
Yep.
Step one is obviously drink a strong ass beer so that you speak gibberish.
Yeah. Step two. Three,
question blank. Marks.
Step three,
profit. Yeah. Yes. But anywho, that is the end of Clash of the Champions 27.
Wow.
That was episode 54 of Work the Arm. Holy fuck, man.
Yeah. Hi. Who would have thought? Who would have thought we'd come this far? Who'd have thought that we would come this far? Two guys from one from Hegwisch, the other one from Hammond, Indiana.
Oh,
you know, who'd have thought that us guys who grew up in the hood
would we got our crack stolen from the Guardian Angels,
exactly like the prank got stolen. You know, that we would be sitting here right now celebrating the fact that we have recorded 54 episodes of our podcast.
Yeah, we have.
And, you know, just the thing, it started off with a joke about, you know, coat hanger abortions.
Oh, yeah. And
where we are now.
It all went uphill from there.
Yeah, man.
We started low.
But then we made another coat hanger abortion joke, so it all comes full circle.
Yeah, eventually it does.
We're all winners.
Yeah. Everybody, even all of you guys that listen to us. You are better people for it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So thank you for listening to us because,
Do you know what? Nobody else does. Real life, nobody listens to us.
Especially because we learned during Clash 20 when we first brought Matt in. And Matt is a weekly listener, but he doesn't listen to himself. So we know that we are losing one listener for this week and last week.
Yeah.
So we're already fucking ourselves.
Yeah. No, not India, though.
But not in India. Holy shit, man. Yeah. India, we love you.
Our India numbers continue to rise.
India iTunes wrestling podcast.
Listener from India, leave a comment. Mm-hmm. We will Skype you in.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, that would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be something. And we'll mail you a sticker. I'll pay for that international
post. I mean, I'm sure it'll get there in like 5 years. But like
Sure.
Because, you know, American mail system sucks.
Yeah, but like, there's that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not getting any cheaper either.
No.
But yeah. Here we are.
Yeah. And still going strong.
Yeah, we may not be the best, but we are persistent.
Yeah, that is true.
The workhorse of wrestling podcast.
That is true.
Oh, workhorse. Okay, I like that. Yeah, okay, because I would see us as like a nice rash that just does not go away as much as you scratch it.
Mm, yeah.
And you're not putting the right ointment on there.
Yeah, you're right. We are kind of rash like.
Put some more Crisco on there. That'll help.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right. Lube that some bitch up.
Yeah. No baby oil, though. No baby oil.
No baby oil. All right. Do we have any? Okay, so we only watched two matches here.
Two matches. Yeah, I mean, they were very long matches.
They were very long matches.
The first one was Johnny B. Bad doing a lot of work in the arm.
He won.
He did work the arm. And that's why he lost.
Yeah, he worked the arm quite a bit. The assassin had a lot of work, having to come clean up all the confetti.
That was a literal shit ton of confetti.
Literal shit ton.
From what I heard, I think he was getting paid overtime when, you know, everyone was clearing out.
Time and a half?
Yeah, you know what?
Who's paying him? Paul Wonderful?
Yeah.
I would say just some angel investor kind of just got involved.
Sequester.
A guardian angel investor?
Whoa, wait a minute.
Because he had all that trash that he confiscated. Crank that he confiscated.
Is he funded by the Illuminati?
Yeah, probably. Ooh.
I mean, maybe, but we probably should stop where we're at right now. They're probably listening.
Yeah.
Ooh,
always
everywhere.
You know they are.
They're everywhere.
Right here.
Yeah.
It's like them damn Masons. Because
I got the TikToker on my phone.
Oh.
That shit's illegal.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. They're still tracking your ass.
Yeah, I know.
Did you put the tape over your camera?
No. You know, nobody wants to know what I'm doing.
Old strategy, Cotton.
I hope it pays off.
They're watching you.
Yeah, they probably are. I think, again, it just needs to be said that we are now in the Hulk Hogan era of WCW.
Ooh, we have entered it.
Yep.
We have.
We didn't think we'd get here.
Yeah.
We have entered into the Hulk Hogan era, but more importantly, pretty soon, the Dungeon of Doom era.
This is a countdown at this point.
Yeah. We are like, this is it. Like, we're getting here. We want the Dungeon of Doom. You want the Dungeon of Doom. I want the Dungeon of Doom. Matt wants the Dungeon of Doom. Beast wants the Dungeon of Doom.
Yes.
They better get their asses out here soon.
Really want the Dungeon of Doom. And I'm looking around at my figures and micro brawlers and all that, and I don't have any.
You don't have a shark?
No. I do have a shark. Where the fuck is my shark figure? I don't know. He's somewhere. Yeah, I think he's next to you somewhere, Jamie.
Mm, I see a John Cena.
Okay. He's not the shark. That's basic thugonomics to you.
Doing basic thugonomics. There he is.
Oh, yeah, there he is. I do have a shark.
He's on the bottom right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's right next to Fandango.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Fandango.
Yeah, Dirty Dango.
Yeah.
Fun dress.
He's been doing shows for Black Label Pro.
Has he really? Are we going to see him when we go up to the South Shore?
He wasn't on the poster.
Oh, well.
But yes, that's right. Cinco de Mayo, South Shore.
We're going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo in Michigan City, Indiana.
Yes, we are.
At Shoreline Brewery.
Watching more brewery wrestling.
Yeah.
It's crazy, too, because it's not the same company that did
Revolution. No, it's not.
No, this is Black Label Pro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Very much looking forward to it. Danhausen's going to be there.
Oh, wow.
I am trying to decide if I want to buy a Danhausen figure to get signed. They're only $18 right now at ringside.
Oh,
so that's not terrible.
That's not bad. No.
So I might do that because he is also going to be a C2E2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got
a busy couple weeks right there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, a lot of wrestling going on.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is always a good couple weekends.
Yeah, it's always good.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, Matt, I know you have a drive, but can you make it to something? Make it to like a Shoreline show? That'd be fun.
Oh, I might have to just
Michigan City. It's on a Sunday.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll have to try and clear my calendar, but we'll see what happens.
Cinco de Mayo, man, it'll be fun. Do we have any other ramblings or
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could ramble about something. But...
stretch this out or wrap it up.
I believe we got how much more time we got to kill? Like,
Who knows? I don't keep track. Yeah. I mean, like right now, we're watching the screen here.
Yeah, I see a SummerSlam. This is when Shawn Michaels sold the shit out of everything.
Oh, yes. Did.
Yeah. Which one did? The match we watched from that was the Eddie Guerrero versus Ray.
Yeah.
The winner wins the child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That on match. Your poppy.
That yeah. one. That one.
PSP Dominic Mysterio is what I like to call him.
PSP. What's that?
PlayStation Portable gaming system. I recall it was like a clip or two where was like playing on that game system.
Oh, really?
And of course, the internet likes to blow, what do you call it? Jokes, poke fun, and just say my best version of Dominic Mysterio is his PSP version.
With his bleach blonde ass hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And only one form of like emotional expression on his face while the camera cuts at him every 5 seconds during that match.
Yeah. Worried. He's basically worried.
I'm gonna go home with that guy.
He had the same face as Miss Elizabeth during Macho Man's heel run before WrestleMania 4. Like, it was always like just deer in the headlights and scared of shit and Randy and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how Dominic was.
That was very Dominic.
I'm your poppy.
And then he realized that Eddie was his real father. And then he went and got the Eddie haircut, mullet, eight sides, long ass.
Eddie does the frog splash.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And he's been to prison.
He has been there, yes. Yeah, but yet they still let him wrestle last year, I think.
In prison, I mean, they let Nails wrestle, so they can't discriminate against Dominic.
Nails. Yeah. Nails was at WrestleCon in Philly.
Was he?
Yeah. Some of our podcasting buddies got to meet him, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I mean, all right. I don't know how we got a Dominic Mysterio, but...
Dude,
it doesn't take much for us to just derail from what's in front of us.
Exactly. Yeah. Find a tangent and we will hit it at some point.
We'll hit them all.
Yeah. No matter how cross-eyed and buzzed we are, we're going to hit that tangent like
you put it in front of us and we're plowing through it.
Plowing. Oh, I forgot to mention there was a dark match.
Oh, what? Who is in this dark match?
Oh my god.
Don't tell me it was Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. No, it's the Patriot. Del Wilkes himself. Whoa. The Patriot defeated beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Stop.
What?
Yeah. Stop. How did they not have beautiful Bobby Eaton on TV?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go through the card right here and find out like what could we have gotten rid of so that we could see the Patriot versus Bobby Eaton.
I think we could have gotten rid of the Guardian match.
Versus Tex Slazenger?
I would much rather see Beautiful Bobby facing Beautiful Bobby than either one of those.
Hmm.
You cannot tell me that you were enjoying watching The Guardian or Tex Slazenger when you could have had Beautiful Bobby's beautiful schlubby body.
That match was like 3 minutes, though. So if you could have shaved a few minutes off of any other match.
We really didn't need to see the police escort for Jimmy Hart.
You're right.
That was a good 10 minutes.
Yeah,
there.
That too.
That was absurd.
Yeah.
We did not need the Sting promo before the Sting match.
No, you did not.
You could have cut that.
You probably could have cut any of the matches. You could have just shaved a minute or two off of them.
Right, exactly.
And then you've got enough time for Beautiful Bobby against the Patriot.
Exactly, because we really only need like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all. And that's with entrances.
Yeah, that's all I need of Beautiful Bobby. It's just five minutes of him.
Because I would not cut the Dustin promo because we got to see Arn Anderson.
Oh, God, that is true. No, yeah. I mean, that would be sacrilege right there.
We always determine who Mr. Clash of the Champions is by record.
Yeah.
But it's still Arn Anderson.
No matter Arn what. Anderson yeah. is just Mr. Universe.
Sir Universe.
Yeah.
He's okay. the exception.
Yeah. Well, Arn Anderson is, you know, like, he's not just, he has transcended the idea of being like Mr. you know, Clash of Champions or yeah. Mr. WrestleMania or anything like that, right? Like, Arn Anderson is Mr. I mean, to quote Roman Reigns,
okay,
he has gone into God mode.
Oh,
God
mode.
And what does that stand for again?
Being 45 years old forever.
Oh,
Gorilla of Destiny? No,
Dial of Destiny.
Dial of Destiny.
Huh. Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
yeah, fair enough. All right. Now we are hitting all the tangents.
Yep.
So I think it's time to wrap it up.
I think it's time to undo this.
Yeah, let's do the adus. You can check out TeePublic for our merch. Just search Work the Arm. We have links in the podcast description. But more importantly and more fun, check out the Steve Hoker store. Search Starman and Jay. He creates t-shirts and logos for all of his podcasting buddies. Good shit there. And every single dollar of that goes to charity. Check out our podcasting buddies. That is Steve and Eric at the Positively Pro Wrestling Podcast. Scott and Jeff at the Fully Posable. Jeff and Brian Breaker for TV Toycast, Adam, Eddie, and Scott for Drunk Wrestling History, The Terrible Gamers, guys, they are amazing, they are super fun, and we still have the invite, don't we, to go over there and play some video games with them.
You guys have given us a date, right? Yeah, we still have an invite.
Yeah. Yeah, my schedule is super tight, but I would love to make it over there to make our YouTube debut.
Yeah, it'll probably have to be in the summer because I think they're pretty busy right now with the school year ending.
That makes perfect sense. So, I totally understand. And Tales from the Estate, Drew and Caitlin, awesome, super fun husband and wife podcast that don't focus too much on wrestling, but focus a lot on snacks. Hmm. And fast food and
so they would have had the Oreo conversation that we had earlier.
Yeah, they are. Yes. Where I had the hot take that the Aldi Oreos are better than the Nabisco Oreos because the Aldi Oreos try harder with more filling.
I get it.
But the packaging for the Aldi Oreos is not as good as Nabisco because it doesn't have that sticky seal type feel.
So once you open it,
you better eat that shit quick.
Man, okay. I mean, I guess that's like, you gotta pick, it's a sacrifice, right?
Or put in a resealable gallon bag, Ziploc.
Yes.
I mean, you could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
A little extra, but.
Well, Cynthia has these awesome containers that create an airtight seal.
Okay.
So I used one of those as my cookie jar and put cookies in there. And for weeks, they stay just as fresh as they were when they were first bought.
Well, there you have it. That's
because my wife is a thinker.
There you have it.
But yes, so check out Tales from the Estate. Super fun podcast. That is definitely in the weekly rotation or every week that they drop, which is every Thursday. Good shit. Follow our show at Work the Arm on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, or rate, review, and subscribe. I think that's a thing still. Is that what the kids are saying? Rate, review,
subscribe. I do believe that's what kids are saying these days.
Okay. Yeah, Matt, you're young. You know this.
Something about hitting or smashing a like button.
Gotta smash the like button.
Smash a like button.
Smash it. Smash it. Break your phone or whatever.
Yeah, break your TV. Just put your fist through it.
Break your shit.
Just like the like button. Smackdown set.
Hulk smash. Hulk smash.
The big fist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, do all of that. It will increase our algorithms, I believe. Something like that.
Something, yeah.
Or anywho. So Besides that, are there any further adieus?
I've got no adieus.
I've got none either.
All right. So for the good brother, Jamie Cavazos, for Matt Cavazos, our special guest, our producer Julio, interns Humphrey and Mila, I am Jeff Masanovich saying to be one of the good guys because there are way too many of the bad. Thank you.